I'm Iveta Tanházerová. I'm a technical director and co-founder of Cell Factory. I'm here to tell you about the reality and possibilities of career in IT and to prove to you why it's nothing to be afraid of.
You're listening to Bringing Wall to the Classroom, the podcast brought to you by the U.S. Embassy in Bratislava and the Slovak Spectator. I'm Peter Dlhopolec. Earlier this year, in January 2020, the World Economic Forum published a report named Jobs of Tomorrow, Mapping Opportunity in the New Economy. Together with three companies, Burning Glass Technologies, Coursera and LinkedIn, they found that the fourth industrial revolution is creating high demand in new jobs. It also means that people can fulfill their potential and dreams thanks to the inevitable and growingly visible changes shaping the labor market in Slovakia and globally. However, people will have to get reskilled and upgrade their skills at first. We'll look at the report in more detail, what skills will be needed, what jobs will be created, and we'll also talk to Cell Factory, a Košice-based academy for future skills, about possibly your future career in the IT sector. This is episode 9, dedicated to future jobs and skills. Let's look at the Slovak economy first. As we know, it's export-oriented and open. It's also heavily dependent on the car industry. In fact, industrial production makes up a quarter of our economy. And all this puts it in danger, provided there's no demand coming from abroad. That is why experts are calling for diversification of our economy. This huge change is closely linked to the labour market as well. If we want to diversify the Slovak economy, concentrating more, say, on research, financial services or engineering, we also need to have people with particular skills for jobs in these sectors. And we already know that employers cannot find a workforce for some jobs. And we also know that education reform could be a huge asset to the diversification of our economy. However, the pace at which Slovak education is reformed is beyond slow. And in this regard, Zuzana Rumis, head of the staffing company Manpower Group Slovakia, believes that firms should help reskill their employees. The firm also told me that the demand in digital skills is on the rise. On the other hand, the Association of Industrial Unions in Slovakia believes a focus should be put on soft skills, which was confirmed to me by the job website Profesie.sk as well. So I asked Cell Factory, founded by Lenka Hlinková and Iveta Tanházerová, why they decided to launch their Academy of Future Skills, what and how they teach.
We encourage people to work with technology and on their individual self-improvement. And we do it by organizing and preparing events, workshops and courses, which focus on skills that will be indispensable in the upcoming years. We don't believe in acquiring isolated knowledge in anything tech related. So our focus is definitely on practical learning and direct usage of these learned skills in real world technical projects. Basically, we teach to understand technology as a whole, and we are big advocates of learning by doing.
I also wanted to know what particular skills people can learn from workshops and other forms of learning at Cell Factory.
We try to be quite diverse with our portfolio and to offer various kinds of technical skills, as IT is a simple acronym, but for a huge amount of different directions and careers. So far, our main focus is on front-end development, internet security and user experience. But as I mentioned, we never teach anything in isolation. So every project we work on offers a mixture of skills. For example, let's say you can't just learn to write any code without also learning how to test it.
Now, before we move on to the World Economic Forum report, let's just hear what Iveta Tanházerová's view of future skills is. What skills will people need?
While hard skills are, of course, always bread and butter of every career, we can say it's already pretty clear that you won't get very far in any job in the future without sharpening your self-learning abilities. I know it can be a little daunting. However, these days, the world is changing so incredibly fast that it's a very essential skill for anyone who wants to achieve something or even actually stay relevant. So this is something I urge anyone to focus. Besides that, it's definitely time management and concentration. To be able to do so-called deep work, to work with information, this might sound as something obvious or something we all possess, However, we have to remember we live in times full of distractions and information overload, so these skills are becoming more and more critical. And as a last thing, I would definitely mention teamwork.
I'll just add that creativity, critical thinking, ability to negotiate, solve problems and make good decisions are also becoming more and more important. But let's talk more about the report published by the World Economic Forum now. So, one of the key findings of this report is that there are 7 profession clusters in which the number of jobs is growing the highest. The WEF actually said 2 years ago we would see 133 million new jobs created between 2018 and 2022. However, at the time nobody was aware of the coronavirus. Anyway, here are the 7 clusters mentioned in the report. The first one is data and artificial intelligence, then engineering and cloud computing, followed by people and culture, then product development, sales, marketing and content, care economy, and the last one, that's green economy. The report also forecasts that in the coming 3 years, most job openings will be in care economy, up to 37%, followed by sales and marketing with 17% and data and AI with 16%. In addition to these clusters, the WEF also identified 96 jobs of tomorrow, as well as in-demand skills. The report divides these skills into 5 fields. So the first one, that's business skills, which are needed to run a company, for instance, and specific skills within business skills may include budgeting, project management, or business development. Then the second field is specialized industry skills. That's kind of self-explanatory, so we are not going to deal with that at this point. The third field, general and soft skills, which may include leadership, creativity, negotiation, communication, and problem solving, which I already mentioned earlier. The fourth field, tech baseline skills. In this case, people should be aware of Microsoft Office package, the internet, social media, and even web design. And then the last field is tech disruptive skills, which enable individuals to design and use technologies that will impact business models and labor markets in near future. So these include data science, cybersecurity, automation, and robotics, to name a few. Nonetheless, it does not mean that people will have to possess all of them. Engineering and AI will require knowledge of digital technologies for sure, while professions in other clusters will highlight the importance of business skills and specialized industry skills. But still, I think the ability to learn new skills on the go is and will remain the most significant skill. Let's now look at the sales, marketing, and content cluster in detail. The report lists 28 new jobs, such as growth manager, customer success specialist, and social media assistant. And what about required skills? Well, knowledge of digital marketing, social media, business management, and graphic design are some of the most key skills for people working in positions within this cluster. As with data, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and engineering, the WEF lists development tools, web development, data storage technologies, and data science as key skills, which all fall under tech disruptive and tech baseline skills. While some may consider IT too boring or too complicated, what does Iveta Tonhauserová think?
I definitely object to the boring part. I can think of many other careers where you have so many different paths to choose from and find the one that suits your preferences. If you don't like the idea of programming or administration, which I understand are stereotypical representations of IT, you might be maybe more interested in design, testing, or maybe management. These professions always work in synergy and they are all parts of IT world. Nothing is changing as fast as technology, so there is always a room for improvement, the need to learn something new, to update existing knowledge, and the new paths to explore. IT is actually anything but boring, really. On the other hand, complexity is always a very subjective matter. I refuse to simplify the topic by saying that anyone can do it, as it's just not true. But I'm a strong believer that most of the people having the will to learn, some very much needed grit and open mind can find the career in IT they would actually enjoy. There are already countless job positions. There are roles in engineering, like software or network engineer. Roles in design, like web, graphic, or UX designers. Roles in quality assurance, like testers and analysts. Management roles, like project or product managers. And, of course, various kinds of administrators, architects, consultants, specialists, and many, many more. As I said, it's almost impossible to list them all. And they say that 8 out of 10 jobs of the future in tech don't even exist yet.
Is your current job the profession you've always dreamt of indeed?
I got into tech about 14 years ago by pure chance, and this was never a career I dreamt of or even considered before. Even though the common myth is that it's practically impossible to have such a career without any previous inclination to tech stuff, and especially if you're a girl, I somehow managed to become a software engineer, which means basically coding most of my days. It wasn't easy or without any feelings of frustration, I really don't want to lie, but I consider this casual decision to be one of my best. I enjoy the freedom in pretty much everything. I work from home a lot, in times I choose, and often as many hours as I choose. This is really a type of career where you can actually have a chance to work on projects that may influence the lives and to some extent help shaping the world. Of course, there is no need to be naive, as not every job in IT is like that, but there are always at least some possibilities and ways to do that, and that's what I consider to be the best part.
We're nearly at the end of the podcast, but before we go, here is advice from Iveta Tonhauserova for students who will join the labour market in the future.
I think the most useful advice I've ever got is there is no stupid question. We're usually quite afraid to ask questions in fear it would make us look incompetent. Asking and wanting to know more is always okay.
You've listened to Bringing World to the Classroom. This time we talked about future jobs and skills. Thank you to Iveta Tonhauserova from Cell Factory and to you dear listeners as well. Take care and I'll be back in July.